In Philadelphia today, a federal judge blocked a threatened strike by Major League Baseball umpires. The umpires are enraged over what they see as light punishment given to Baltimore Orioles second baseman Roberto Alomar. Alomar spat in an umpire's face during an argument at the plate last week. The umpires have agreed to abide by the court order and will work the remaining playoff games. Acting Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig pledged to deal with this and other labor tensions after the World Series. From Philadelphia, NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Today's court drama started a week ago in Toronto. Orioles second baseman Roberto Alomar, arguing a call, spit in umpire John Hirschbeck's face and bumped him. Later, in defending his actions, Alomar claimed that Hirschbeck was just embittered over losing his son to cancer. Today, federal judge Edmund Ludwig said his feelings were with the umpires, whose lawyer argued in court that the dignity of baseball would be undermined if such acts as Alomar's weren't punished swiftly and severely. But the judge said there's no realistic replacement for big league umpires, and a walkout would do irreparable damage to the game, a game, he said, belongs to the fans. The umpires' union has agreed to abide by the temporary restraining order and will work the remaining playoff games. But the umpires reserve their ability to contest the ruling after it expires in 10 days. Acting Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig today praised the umpires, but said the game must go on.
No way did anybody in Major League Baseball condone the actions of Roberto Alomar, or do we now? However, it is important for us to move forward. There have been tensions that have existed for a long time, and I believe contributed to what happened last Friday night in Toronto.
To help ease those tensions, Selig called for a November 14th summit with the Players Association, umpires, and owners to air problems and try to craft a code of conduct, quote, so a Roberto Alomar incident never happens again. The umpire's lawyer, Richie Phillips, declined to speak with reporters after the ruling, but argued in court today that Alomar's 5-day suspension, to be served at the beginning of next season, amounted to a paid vacation. It's outrageous, Phillips said in court, adding that a lenient punishment sends a message that spitting in an umpire's face is condoned. Phillips told the judge that baseball was in a state of decay and had lost its social importance. League officials, he charged, are most concerned with making a buck, charges denied by Commissioner Selig.
Well, the fact is that baseball hasn't moved a team for 25 years. I think we probably have a heightened sense of social responsibility today as opposed maybe to an earlier time. And I don't think anybody in Major League Baseball who has really thought this out doesn't understand exactly what our social responsibilities are.
Baseball is trying to make a comeback from the 1994-95 strike, the fans' lingering anger over that, and the absence of a labor agreement with players. Nonetheless, attendance this year was up about 6% nationally, and competitive pennant races seem to have renewed interest in the game. But this week, once again, the grace of the game was overshadowed by controversy.
You can hear the TV sets changing channels or clicking off all over the country. If baseball keeps embarrassing itself like this, it isn't going to have any fans left.
Baseball analyst Gary Gillette edits America Online's Baseball Online.
Baseball has gotten a lot of positive feelings amongst the fans after playing a first full season in 3 years, and a lot of it's going to be washed away with the return to this public bickering, rudderless leadership, nasty, abusive language between the umpires and the players and the umpires and leadership. It couldn't be worse. I mean, you couldn't pay someone to destroy the sport better than the people who run it are destroying it.
Gillette says baseball's incessant troubles highlight the need for a strong commissioner, noting that Selig, an owner, may find it hard to act impartially. The umpires are still incensed that Baltimore's all-star second baseman remains in the playoff lineup. But for now, the judges put the problem on the shelf until after the World Series. Addressing the injunction in court today, umpires lawyer Richie Phillips, quoting Shakespeare, said, "Fair is foul, and foul is fair." In Philadelphia, this is Eric Westerveld.